Coming up tomorrow at 7 a.m., hear the KBOO Morning News. At 7:30, it's the Abe and Joe Talk Radio Show with Abe Proctor and Joe Uris. At 9, between the covers, host Ed Goldberg interviews Bill Merritt about his novel, A Fool's Gold, a story of ancient Spanish treasure, 2 pounds of pot, and a young lawyer who was almost left holding the bag. At 9:30 on Words and Pictures, hear the graphic novelist Jessica Abel talking about her book, La Perdida, a tale of a U.S. expatriate naively seeking adventure in Mexico City. At 10, Marianne Barasanek interviews Lieutenant Aaron Watada, the military officer who refused to deploy to Iraq with his Fort Lewis unit last week. And at 10:30 on Stage and Studio, hear Portland Actors Ensemble productions of Macbeth and the Merry Wives of Windsor. And, of course, at 11, it's Democracy Now! That's all right here on KBOO, your community, nonprofit, volunteer-powered, listener-sponsored radio station. Sign up and become a KBOO News volunteer by calling 503-231-8032 at extension 203. Thanks for joining us.
This is Independent Native News for Friday, the 23rd of June. I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock. A nationwide effort is about to get underway to purge Medicaid rolls of non-U.S. citizens. Starting next month, Medicaid recipients must provide proof of citizenship with a birth certificate or passport. Congress passed the new rule, but the job of verifying citizenship falls to the states. Michael Marchand is a Medicaid spokesman in Seattle.
If it's the case on the rare circumstance when a state is unable to secure any evidence whatsoever of citizenship, there is the potential for that person to get a written affidavit, which would be attesting that this person is a citizen and establishes the applicant's or the recipient's claim to citizenship.
Nonetheless, the governors of Washington and Oregon say they're concerned. In Washington, there are nearly 800,000 Medicaid recipients. Governor Chris Gregoire is worried the requirement will be an undue burden on the elderly, children, and Native Americans, many of whom do not have birth certificates if they have lived all their lives on reservations. Gregoire estimates it will cost $5 million to do the purge. In other news, a California group is taking a stand against reservation shopping and urging the passage of laws to make it illegal. Ellen Cherchak reports from Sacramento.
The California Tribal Business Alliance, which consists of 6 tribes, including 2 tribes near the state's capital, has come out against reservation shopping. Executive Director Allison Harvey says members fear when tribes try to build casinos in urban areas off their reservations, it angers citizens who could decide to repeal the measures which made Indian gambling legal in California in the first place.
It's a potential threat to the public's long-term goodwill towards tribal gaming.
Harvey says about 24 California tribes now have applications before the federal government to build casinos off their reservations. I'm Ellen Cherchak in Sacramento.
About 600 Air National Guard soldiers from remote Alaska villages are preparing to deploy to Iraq after first training for 3 months in Camp Shelby, Mississippi. Village economies rely heavily on subsistence hunting and fishing, and losing so many men during the summer season will take a toll on families in the region. But as Angela Denning Barnes reports, communities like Kuitluk in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta region are trying to prepare and supporting the men with potlatches and community festivals.
Specialist David Nanning of Bethel went to the ceremony in Kuitluk. He is one of about 150 young men from the YK Delta who are deploying on July 8th.
I've been spending time with my family as much as I can in helping them out and visiting relatives in the villages. You know, we're going to be gone for a long time.
Nanning, who's 24, says that deploying to Iraq is his duty as a National Guardsman.
It kind of saddens me, but at the same time, you know, it's what the Army's all about. You know, I didn't think we'd get deployed because, you know, Bethel never got deployed for a long time, which is part of the reason why I enlisted. You know, I didn't think we were going to get deployed, but...
19-year-old Daniel Aguchek of Scammon Bay also attended the ceremony in Kuitluk. He says he has prepared for his departure in a couple of ways.
I've been talking with my family, trying to get my family mindset and spiritually ready, and I'm just getting ready.
Aguchek says the ceremony and community festivals make leaving a little easier, but he says there are some things he knows he will miss.
My family, going out hunting, everything, subsistence and everything. Oh, I feel sad and I'm very worried and I'm scared, but I can deal with it if I get totally mindset and everything.
This deployment marks the first time since World War II that guardsmen from Western Alaska have been called to war. Until their deployment July 8th, festivals for the soldiers will continue in the YK Delta with church services, potlatches, and fiddling. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.
This is Independent Native News. I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.
Supported by News from Indian Country's e-edition, online at IndianCountryNews.com. Independent Native News is a production of KUAC at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.
The KBOO Youth Collective will bring you the Underground Wednesday, June 28th from 6 to 7 p.m. Our theme this month is body modification and body image. We'll have stories about first tattoos, steroid use, fad diets, and more. We'll also feature youth poems from Cleveland High School and the band King. Two nine-year-olds associated with the Rock and Roll Camp for Girls. That's Wednesday, June 28th from 6 to 7 p.m. here on your KBOO 90.7 FM.
Hi, I'm J.J. Johnson of KBOO's Jade Place.
And I'm Shaheed Hamid of The Essence of Soul. And on Thursday, June 29th, from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m.,
we'd like to invite you to Blues on the Boo.
We'll give you some history, some commentary, but most of all, some of the best blues in town with such great blues musicians as
B.B. King,
Coco Taylor,
Muddy Waters,
Etta James,
Robert Cray,
Denise LaSalle,
Bobby Bland,
Linda Hornbuckle,
Buddy Guy, and much, much more. This will be a preview of the Waterfront Blues Festival, which begins on Friday, June 30th.
So if you love the blues, join us, Shaheed Hamid and J.J. Johnson, on Thursday, June the 29th, from 6 p.m. until 11 p.m. for Blues on the Boo here on Community Radio 90.7, where it all started. The blues, the boo, and you, baby. Tune in.